This is recorded in the president's car sitting in the yard of the Kremlin outside the quarters where the president and our staff are staying. It's now Wednesday afternoon, the 24th, and I'll cover the period up to this time. Monday, September 22nd. We started the day in Salzburg. Nothing eventful except a good crowd on the motorcade route out and at the airport in Salzburg when we left. And a good flight into Moscow. The president had Rogers, Kissinger, and me up to his cabin for a review of the general plans once we get to Moscow. He said that there'd be a plenary session first, as the first meeting. Brezhnev would preside, then there would be another plenary session at the end, Friday or Saturday. Probably a plenary session on Friday on SALT. President talked about his tactics with Brezhnev and how he was going to deal with him on the basis that he understood Brezhnev was jealous of Kosygin, and he had to deal with that as part of the factors. He said he plans to go directly to the agenda at the plenary meeting, discuss the plans for the follow-up meetings, and he says that Brezhnev will probably shift Kosygin to the Rogers meetings. The president made the point that Gromyko knows the most of all of the people in the Soviet government, and that it's very important for Rogers to meet with him and work very closely with him. The president said he wants to begin with the easy subjects, having announcements each day. It's especially important Tuesday that we get off to a good start. So he will raise the environment and health agreements at the plenary session and then have Rogers and Gromyko sign those Tuesday afternoon, hopefully. He started to build the point that Rogers should do this because of his going to the environmental conference at Stockholm, and Rogers said he wasn't going to Stockholm because he had heard there were going to be a lot of demonstrators there, which shows his great courage again. The president said he'll sign this. He himself will sign the space agreement on Wednesday if it's ready, and that would also include science and technology. He understands Kosygin will sign for the Soviets on that. He said that the talks should cover the follow-on agreements on that, and then to the Mideast, European problems generally, and in these the president will wing it, but he wants Rogers to let the president handle Vietnam separately with Brezhnev. Regarding Soviet Jewry, the president said, don't say anything here about it being on the agenda. We'll cover it when we get back to the U.S. He said he can't see beyond Wednesday now. It's likely that SALT will be raised early and that we'll get to the nut cutting on it. Kissinger thinks they'll make a deal, but they're now down to the tough deal, and it's going to be hard to swing. The president said he would handle Vietnam, SALT, and some of the trade assurances. Rogers should discuss ongoing trade, cover the difficult problem regarding the congressional leaders, say that Nixon's the first president that will be able to get favored nation treatment for them. We can give them the Ex-Im Bank deal right there. Lend-lease, we can't make much progress. We should leave these deals hanging, be very forthcoming about our intentions, but deliver later. Hold all of this as a club and carrot regarding Vietnam. Point out that we can produce, but they have to produce first. On Thursday, he plans to have the Secretary of the Navy do the Incidents at Sea agreement, and Rogers signed the Maritime Agreement. On Friday, we'll try to get SALT. The President said he'd keep Rogers posted regarding the Vietnam talks. Regarding Vietnam, the President will tell them that all of our actions go on until we get results, not just more talks. Rogers raised the question of the European Security Conference and what our position is, whether we should go for something next year, and the President said they want this while it's a problem for us. So we should say that we have a constructive attitude, but we must be properly prepared and so forth, and then keep it hanging for next year, which will give us leverage this year. We should agree to explore the idea of talks after the election at the assistant secretary level. He agreed that we would have Smith in for the SALT signing, but he doesn't want him there ahead of time. Question on the final communique, it should be on Monday. Question of who meets on it, whether it should be Kissinger, Rogers, and Gromyko, which is what Rogers was pushing for. Kissinger suggested the president discuss this with Brezhnev. Rogers made a big pitch regarding his doing it, argued that the president should not suggest any different procedure. This poses a sticky wicket, because obviously the president isn't about to have Rogers do it, and will propose a different procedure, so we've got to work that one out. The president made the point that Flanagan should brief on trade, Kissinger on SALT, and Ziegler on all the rest, that Rogers would not be doing briefing, nor would the president. Talked about the concern that we have to be sure the Hawk senators realize regarding SALT that this is really a good deal for us, that the military have to sell it hard, especially Kissinger's got to get Laird to get selling on this. And this is terribly important. That was the end of the discussion on the plane. Kissinger was very worried afterwards because of the problem of the communique, but we'll just have to wing that when we get to Moscow. The arrival was proper and correct, as the news reported. It was as much as we expected, but certainly no more than we either expected or hoped for. The first surprise was the same kind of one we had in China. As soon as we got into the Kremlin and settled down, the president was whisked off to meet with Brezhnev at his office and had about a two-hour meeting there, thus delaying the start of the dinner, which worked out very well, especially since it was only the two of them. Kissinger did not sit in, so it didn't create the problems that the Mao meeting did in China. Dinner went very well. Toasts were mediocre. No unusual problems. At about 11:30, the president called me in to his room after we got back from the dinner, sort of reviewed the day, especially the meeting with Brezhnev and the way it was set up. Said that we have to carry the line on these, that there's nothing, no problems by this kind of thing, and not let Rogers create one. I don't think we're going to have any trouble on that. We have already found horrendous problems on motorcades, access to the Kremlin, and all that sort of thing. Our press didn't get to the Brezhnev thing to get a photo, for instance. We had a terrible time getting them in to the dinner in the right place at the right time and all that. The Soviets are not cooperative in these areas and apparently not at all understanding of the problem we have in dealing with our press. End of May 22nd.